Me today, three singer-songwriters. Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies. Luis, I want to say your name right, Mojica, right? New album out called Wholesome. Great to be here. And Jen Dubois, returning again, also singer-songwriter and member of the Dust Bowl Fairies. So we're going to talk about your show coming up at Club Helsinki called Tear of the Clouds. And then we're going to actually do, for the first time on this program, two live songs. I'm very excited. Thank you. Ryder, how did this idea come about, Tear of the Clouds?
Well, Dust Bowl Fairies and Luis Mojica have been playing a lot of shows together. We're sort of in love with each other's bands and musics. So we did a lot of fall shows together, and then everything feels so different now, and feels like we're living in a different world. So we wanted to kind of do a show that was more kind of ritualized and really something that would kind of speak about the earth and all of the creatures upon it. And so we called it Tear of the Clouds because of the lake Tear of the Clouds, which is a lake which feeds into, it's up by Mount Marcy, and it feeds into the Calamity Brook, the Opalescent River, and then those feed into the Hudson River. So it's basically the water source for the Hudson River. And so our show is kind of dedicated to this area around the Hudson River Valley.
And preserving this area, I take it.
Yeah.
And celebrating the area.
Yeah.
Luis, did she come to you with the idea, or was it yours, or did this happen kind of spontaneously between the two of you?
We kind of did it together. Ryder came up with the title, because she's more of a historian than I am, so she understood the geography. And I had, you know, recently seen a show by Buffy St. Marie, and she came out with this new record, and one of the lyrics had to do with using all your tears of pain to wash away your grief and create like a new beginning. And so I thought, how beautiful if we could incorporate that. And then Tear of the Clouds came in, and I thought it was perfect. Yeah. So we're just kind of working with that theme.
Yeah, it feels right. Well, let's do a song, huh? So this one is yours, if I'm not mistaken, Black Magic?
Correct.
All right, let's hear it.
Hard silicone flying out of town hits the wild barred owl. It's fall, and it's falling like a leaf. Who do those black crows think they are to be cawing at this tragedy? Do they laugh or do they cry? With so much black magic, it's hard not to go blind. I follow up the Platte Clove Hill. The mountains are so black and still. It's fall, and I'm falling like a leaf into the cold Black Hill Creek. You can almost feel it in the air. Death is everywhere. Do I laugh? Or do I cry? when so much black magic can force you to go blind. Falling like the leaves that white barred owl hits the cold black street while fall winds howl, only to be picked up then dismantled by the Indian woman man who brings its wings to me. Then he they up and flew away. I'll promise to save your wild barred wings. I'll resurrect them someplace to sing. Behind my ear, so that I may always hear them. Walk the plaid clove with your eyes closed. Don't you fear the night. The black magic can consume you. Hey-ya, 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 home. Hey-ya, 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 home. Hey-ya, 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 home.
Wow. A sneak preview for this Sunday night. So that was Luis Mojica performing his song Black Magic, accompanied by Ryder Cooley and Jen Dubois. Next up, song by Ryder, and this one is called The Sea.
Jen is playing it on the guitar. That was so nice. It's the first time I ever heard Luis play the guitar. He usually plays the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm a pianist and everything.
Really?
It was beautiful.
Okay, are we ready?
I think so.
Go.
How's that level?
You're perfect.
All right.
This is the sea.
Give me this thing.
She wanted me to follow her into the trees, into the deep, dark trees. I wanted her to take me to the sea, to the shimmering sea, but I followed her into the trees. I followed her into the deep, dark trees. And there she left me in the deepest of trees. She went far away to find another prey. I heard the voices. They carried me out of trees to a future sea. Now I'm afloat, now I'm at sea. My ship is made of weeping willow trees.
What does one say in the presence of such grace and beauty, other than thank you, and I feel grateful?
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have all three of you here. So that was Ryder Cooley's song called The Sea, accompanied by Jen Dubois on guitar and vocals, and Luis Mojica on vocals also. Thank you. So but Ryder has to leave soon, but before you leave,
yeah,
I'd like to hear from all three of you, if we can do this before you have to depart. What is it about collaboration that's so special? What does it bring out to you and with you that's different than just performing either by yourself or with the band that you're normally working with? What's a new collaboration do for you? How does that astonish you?
Well, for me, collaboration brings the song to life. Because if I'm in my studio composing by myself or performing by myself, it's nice. It's intimate, but when you share that rhythm with somebody else, everyone helps you invoke this bigger idea, and it just proves that this song and this piece is bigger than I am, and that's very humbling, and it feels very satisfying. Mm. And briefly, just for instance, you know, on the show on Sunday, this is so stripped down for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a pianist, and we're going to have a cellist and an electric violinist and a saxophone player and a big classical drum. And then Jen, you know, plays guitar and the cajon, and we have a slide steel. I mean, it's like a symphonic, it's like an orchestra. Mm-hmm. So when we're all together, it's like such a breath. There's like this big breath moving through.
So, but there's an expansiveness to the performance because of all the instrumentation and more people participating.
Major. And support. You just feel support in this way that you don't feel when you're by yourself.
Ryder, what about you in collaboration? Because you collaborate regularly with the Dust Bowl Fairies.
Yes.
But when you had another voice and a friend to come in.
Well, it's just such an... I mean, it's not always easy, but... it's the more people. If it's you, it's one, and then if it's two, it's twice as much, and then if it's three, it's three times as much. It's just it's sort of so everything becomes so much richer, and it's beautiful that way. Even the hard parts are beautiful.
So you know that you're going to be doing something that will include Luis. Do you ever write something that you know, there's that particular voice and I can bring that in because of him being present? Does it happen like that?
More so for recording, I think, than... I mean, if we're really, really zeroing in on a live show, then we might do some of that work. But some of that, like, fine-tuning happens in recording, and live, there's a little bit of a chaos element. No matter how much you rehearse, you don't quite know what's going to happen. And we have no idea what's going to happen on Sunday. There's so many people playing. But I'm very sure there will be a lot of magic.
So Ryder has to leave to go do rehearsals for tonight, the open mic at Helsinki. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you. Uh-huh. We're very lucky that Luis and Jen are going to stay for another 10 minutes, and we're going to get to hear a song by Jen. But before we do that, let's talk about collaboration from Jen's point of view.
Well, I think for me, it's very much an energy thing, and as Ryder said, magic. I think Luis is probably the most well-versed of the three of us in the chakra energy and such. But in reference to the lake tier of the clouds, I think the throwing ripples into the pond is sort of how I do it when I'm playing. And with intention from your energy and your center, you throw your ripples. And then when you're with someone else, mm-hmm. it makes this beautiful energy stew, sort of. Your energy affects someone else's, and the resonation, you know, of what you're putting out into the universe, your vibe, if you will, either mixes well with someone else's or does not. But when it does, you really feel the need to sort of stir that up and grab onto it maybe a little bit more and keep doing it, because I think that we need more of that positivity and the world could use that.
So that's a great segue into your song, which is called Heal.
Yes.
H-E-A-L.
Yes.
And is this a new composition?
This one I wrote a few years ago. A good friend of mine passed away, and I stopped being able to kind of make any noise at all for a little while, I think. And once I could, then again, this was what it was. So it started as a composition just on cajon and vocal, and I've since added guitar. So I'll try to do all three at once.
Great.
If I could right now. I don't know how my levels will be. Luis doesn't really know this song, but I'm sure that he would be able to intuitively put some harmonies. You're welcome always to do that. I trust you, as you said. So this song is called Heal. Oh, let me turn up my guitar again. That would help. How's that? Thank you.
just need to lay my cheek on your hand and hear something. I just need to lay my cheek on your hand and hear something. Well, down, got it down. Ojalá me no olvides, amigo. ¿Hasta cuándo? Ojalá me no olvides.
Thank you, Jen Dubois, an original composition
Thank
called
you.
Heal. As I mentioned earlier, Jen is going to be performing with the Dust Bowl Fairies and Luis Mojica on this Sunday at Club Helsinki. That's Sunday, May 7th, starting at 8 o'clock. And for information, you should contact the HelsinkiHudson.com website. And Jen wants to add a few things. Jen, go right ahead.
Yes, I will also be this Friday in Catskill at the New York restaurant from 8 to 11 p.m. And Saturday, the Dust Bowl Fairies are playing the Steampunk World's Fair in New Jersey, which is very exciting. So it's a busy weekend all around.
It's a really busy weekend. We have so many things going on in our region. It's great.
Busy in here right now, too.
Yeah. And Luis, thank you so much for coming in. It's a great pleasure. And we're going to try and grab you for some time with you and I together, I hope, yes?
I would love that.
You bring your guitar back and we'll talk about your new album, Wholesome. Yeah, I'm so intrigued. You were in the mountains for 4 years. You've come back. You've done this collaborative effort. I can't wait to get into it. All right. So next up is Mr. Ted Banta. Ted is a friend and a real estate agent. We're going to talk about real estate. Let's do the switch. Jen, do you have anything more you want to add in terms of things coming up, projects?
Actually, yes, I do. One thing that I wanted to talk about was a show local to here that is a very interesting project. I am playing on the 24th of May at Drive-In 32, which is in Greenville. And there's a screening of a film there called Marwin Call by Mark. I believe it's Hogenkamp or Hagenkamp. I'm not sure the pronunciation. I have yet to be able to see this, but I'm very excited to do so. So that is on the 24th. It's a Wednesday evening, and I will be there supporting the film and playing to open for the screening.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jen, for coming in. And
thank you.
Earlier for the update on the library activities, which are many and extensive. And congrats
Absolutely.
To you and to everyone, really, frankly, the wonderful staff of the library for doing such a great job and for giving us this chance. Thank you, Sue, in particular, for letting us try a live performance.
We love having you as